Hi, Steve Hale, Captain Jack Lobster Boat Tours. Live here in Rockland. Been here doing my tours for about 17 years. Tie up at the Middle Pier. I have a picture here to show you all. Neil did a much nicer job. This is what it's going to look like from Harbor Park. That is absolutely horrible. You can see the Pearl. The Pearl's going to be looking out, and I don't think the Pearl wants to look at that either. And where are they going to turn around? You know, they put these vessels in here. Now, we have on the other side of those, it's very difficult for me to see because this is supposed to be a little further out, but the ones that they're talking about are closer in for that 200-foot vessel. And that's right in front of what's called the South Channel. I use the South Channel a dozen times a week. I come in and out of there. I take people out, teach them how to catch lobsters and all that. So where are they going to turn around? Where's the 200-foot boat going to turn around in that south end? I don't know how it's going to maneuver to do it, unless you move all the moorings that are there way up. Now, a lot of these people, like this lady was talking about, she has a little 10-foot dinghy. I don't want to roll any kind of dinghy. Everything I run is going to have a motor on it. I'm not rowing nowhere, you know. God bless you for rowing, but I don't want to do it. So it wouldn't be that, but people that do have dinghies, they got to row out around. It's crazy. Now, also on the other side there, now, there's a mooring field, and then lobster fish. And all along that wharf is good fishing. There's only three or four of us that fish there, but it's good fishing. The statute says that we cannot fish. Ed and I have gone around about this, and Matt and I go around about there's no fishing in the mooring area. So as long as we keep our traps out of that mooring area, we're okay. But right along that rock, if you know anything about fishing, that rock wall, those little gaps, and lobsters live in there, sea urchins live in there, starfish live in there, hermit crabs live in there. You've got tons of all kinds of animals that live in there. And I haul my traps, and they're in them, and people love it. You get little kids on the boat, and you haul up, and that south end really is the only place where I catch hermit crabs and oddball stuff. I don't catch it anywhere else in the harbor. That's the only place I catch it. And you go all the way around there, and there's rocky bottom, and it's just beautiful. And if I'm going to sit in Harbor Park, I don't want to look at that. Yeah, people say, wow, that's beautiful. That's a great big boat. Well, my boat's 50 years old. It's an old fiberglass lobster boat, you know, probably one of the oldest ones fishing in the state of Maine, you know. But I don't want to look at that, and I don't think most people that live here want to look at that. And now they talk about transient boats. Well, I'm tied up at the Middle Pier. Yonex Solutions right now has boats there for a month or a month and a half at a time. They're not there for 14 days. They're not a transient boat. They've been there most of the summer, and I see them. They can deny that if they want to. But I see them. I'm right next to them. And I said, there's one that looks like a PT-109 boat. That's there most of the summer. It comes back every year. So they talk about these trips. Well, who's controlling that transient boat? You know, I'd like to know who controls it. And they should be paying a little bit more attention to that, I think, unless they can go away for a day and come back and get another 14 days out of it. Maybe that's how it works. I'm not sure. But the South Channel, I don't want to see the South Channel cut off. I think the inside dockage that they're doing, I don't have a whole lot of problem with that. I know everyone's got to have a business and they've got to, you know, do their thing and make a little bit of money. These docks that stick out, these 200-foot, 100-foot boats, they can go out in the mooring area. We have a huge mooring area out there. Most of these guys have a 30-foot boat with two great big 300-horsepower engines on the back. They can get into the dock in 5 minutes. You know, they're as big as my lobster boat, and it's a little skiff they carry around with them. So I don't think there's any need for these guys to tie up at a dock this close to the shore. I don't see any need for it at all. We're not that kind of a harbor. You know, we have too many sailboats, too many power boats, we have fishing boats. Number one, they're going to come in, they're going to tear up lobster gear. It just isn't going to work. I can't see it. I think a lot more thought has to go into that. So that's all I got to say.